Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, in every town, there's a business that everyone looks up to. Every business owner views that business and they say, I wish that I could have a business that operates like that particular business does. And they think that the CEO of the company knows some magic, that this particular person is just on top of their game. They understand everything. Everything comes their way. They don't have to work at it. But, of course, I'm sure you know, nothing could be further from the truth. Businesses that are run well certainly run well because of leadership. Leaders lead. There is no question about that. Always leaders lead. And if you don't lead well, if you don't understand your business, you're not going to be successful. But there's more to it than that. Leaders who lead also understand that they have to make sure that they're recruiting and hiring the right people. And if they're hiring the right people, it makes it a lot easier. But that's not even enough, hiring the right people. After you hire the right people, you have to make sure that you train them. And you have to make sure that you're continuing to train them. Because what will happen as time goes on, people will forget what they're doing. They'll forget what the procedures are. They'll get a little careless. You know, it'll become routine. Training is so vital and so important to every single business. And most business owners, when you say, you know, you probably need to have a program for training your people in their particular field and getting them to understand the entire scope of the business, and they'll go, I don't have time for that. That costs money. We have to get production out. But the minute you say, I'm not going to take the time to train my people, the minute you say, I'm not going to invest in my people by spending the money that's necessary to train them, you're going to be at risk of losing your people. Because they're going to say, you know, these people don't care about me. I'm just a number. I'm a number in the computer. They just want to drive me. They just want to get the most out of me. They're not putting any effort into training me. They're not putting any effort into helping me become a better employee, but they always criticize me. Every single day, I hear about what I'm not doing. So leaders who lead take a look at their company, and they say, what would be the most valuable training we could have? Now, of course, the training is different for every position. The training that you have for your shipping department is not going to be the same training you have for your sales department. But you need a program that you are absolutely going to put in place, and you need to be willing to spend the resources, spend the money, and spend the time to make sure that your coworkers, your employees, are really understanding business. And the more you do that, the more you're going to find that you're running a great operation. Your business is just prospering. And everyone in town is going to say, I wish that they had a business just like you have. It's a choice. And I would hope that you make the right choice of making your business dynamic, because your business becomes dynamic not because you say so. It becomes dynamic because you hire the right people. You train the right people. And the people that aren't working out and aren't doing their job, you give them the opportunity of a lifetime, and that's to go find something else to do. Business in today's times is competitive. You're competing for the employees. You're competing for the business. You're competing for great employees just as much as you are creating a need for creating more sales. So let's train our people. Let's create a culture of success. Let's get them absolutely excited about what they're doing, because they're learning new things and they feel like you, the business owner, care about their success. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.